Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer.
I didn't know that.
Welcome back, listeners. It's been some time since we've had a nice little chat with you. So tonight we are back with some regularly scheduled episodes. Tonight's episode, we're just going to do some catching up, get some housekeeping out of the way, and we're just going to, you know, update you guys on what we've been up to. So with me tonight, I also have my co-hosts Matt and Zach.
What's up?
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
How's everybody doing?
Oh my god, it's been a while.
I know it has.
I had to dust off the cobwebs here off the microphone. Had to do some major updates to the computer. No fungus growing under the desk.
That's good. That's important. That's very important. If you've seen This Is Us, that's very important, Matt.
Oh god. I feel like, you know, it's funny that you said that we're coming back to recap and we're just coming back to like reminisce, because really that's what we're doing. We're just kind of touching base on some of the media, the pop culture that we've been watching, because we took a hiatus. And if anybody didn't catch us after our last episode, which you're going to actually, real quick, let me just say this in the very beginning. You're going to get two Vault episodes this season coming up. And that had to do with, I think we had Alexandra with us from Wicked Encounters.
Yeah.
And I do know that that was our last episode. We said we were having guests, but we never launched it out. That'll be one of the two of the Vault episodes that come out this month with us. So I think that'll be pretty cool just to play catch up. It's kind of like, okay, we're going back with a little oldie, a throwback of last year, and then bringing it into this year because it's a newer episode. But regardless of the matter, we're coming back. We're reminiscing. We're going to talk about stuff that we've been watching, we've been keeping up with in our own time, because we've been on hiatus. We just haven't had time to record.
Yep. Life things.
Yep. It's amazing when you become an adult, you know?
It's awesome.
You have adult things to do. And there's that saying in life where life gets easier. No, it doesn't. Okay? Because there's no such saying. It's life gets harder. So that I do believe. It doesn't get any easier.
And by harder, he means asleep by 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, you better. I'm not complaining.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right? During the week, you know, you're in bed by 9:30, watching some South Park reruns. Hey, it's a good time.
I can't relate to that. I started grad school.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So, all right. Being that we're here, what are you guys snacking on? What are we drinking tonight? Because I know that we used to have that as a little ritual around our table.
We did, yes.
What are you conjuring up tonight for the snacks and drinks?
I just have my, you know, typical water, but I'm drinking it out of my Stanley.
Ah, okay.
My 40-ounce Stanley tumbler, which is near and dear to my heart.
Nice. Aqua. Water. Can't go wrong.
Just drinking a soda.
Zach? A soda.
Just drinking a soda.
Well, what kind of soda?
Orange.
What kind of orange?
Crush.
How much sugar is in that soda?
Probably lots.
Sugar? Let's see.
Yeah.
Is it comparable to Mountain Dew?
Probably. I'm going
to
say it's higher than Mountain Dew.
40, really? 46 grams.
Holy cow! Yeah, that's totally. Yow, mama.
That's all right, though. You're allowed treats.
It's fine. Sleep zone.
Did anybody see the new Sprite?
No.
It's like, I don't know. I saw like an ad. It's like a it's pink. And I think it's like strawberry limeade or something like that. It looks really nice. I want to try it. Yeah.
I never heard of it. Now, I did see Starry, but that took over for Sierra Mist, I think.
Yeah. I haven't tried that.
Well, it goes great with vodka.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's just 7-Up. I mean, it's just a different name. Or it is Sierra Mist, but just a different name.
Yeah.
Which I miss the Sierra Mist name. It's just, it's kind of hard to not see that on Pepsi products now. Because, like, I was looking at that the one day in Taco Bell. I went in quick. I got a fountain drink. You got to go with the Mountain Dew Baja, by the way. Baja
Zero
Blast.
Sugar, I hope.
No.
No.
No, no. Not at all. But, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's like, man, that Sierra Mist logo, just, It used to look so cool in those Pepsi products.
Didn't
and
it,
now
wasn't
it's
it like with mountains?
Yep.
Yeah.
Had the green, the blue, the white.
Like I would never choose like Sprite or Sierra Mist or 7 Up like over like a traditional like
a Coke?
A DC, yeah, Diet Coke.
Okay.
Or Coke Zero, but I don't know, I just like the dark sodas better.
I do too. I mean, Coca-Cola is my OG. I mean, that is just I love Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
The polar bears, they get me, you uh-huh. know? Mm-hmm. That's always been. But I do have a soft spot for the Baja Blast for Mountain Dew. And I'm not a big Mountain Dew drinker.
I'm not either, and Leech would probably choke you there to find that out, but...
I know. Can you imagine how many Mountain Dews he has drank in his life?
Lots.
I bet his stomach is neon green.
It very well might be.
Shout-outs to Leechy. Yo!
I do like the Baja Blast. I do get that every time I go to the Taco Bell.
See? You have to.
Yeah, but I do the zero sugar, of course, because... I don't want to.
Well, for my snacks and my goodies over here, I'm just drinking a Blue Moon Belgian White, and because that moon is just kind of killer out there tonight, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna have a drink of Blue Moon.
That's fitting.
And oh yeah, so I wanted it to kind of relate, and then I have a little bit of hot sauce here that I just finished up with my celery.
My least favorite food.
Yeah. See, I knew you weren't a celery fan.
No.
Carrots though, would you take carrot sticks on the side with the wings or no?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, because I know.
Acceptable. But not with blue cheese, though. If it was carrot sticks, it has to be ranch.
Ranch, okay. Yeah. That I could definitely... I could meet you in the middle on that one, definitely.
Orange.
All right, Zach, what's going on? So you said that you have the orange soda, you got the crush, you got the 60 grams of sugar over there.
It's 60, not 68.
I said 60.
It sounded like you said 68. My apologies.
No. Yeah. All right, so let's start. Let's get into gear. Who wants to start and who wants to reminisce? What do you want to talk about? So I guess tonight's episode, season 4, it's literally the first episode of season 4 now. Can you believe that, by the way, guys? Season 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Season 4, baby. So it's our first episode of season 4, and we're going to call this Recaps and Reminisces.
Okay, that's cute.
Okay?
Yep.
So R&R. Let's go.
R&R.
What do we got?
Who
wants to start?
Zach can, because I know he's got lots lined in the pipeline.
Okay. What do you got,
yeah,
Zach?
I'll start it off with a bang.
Reminisce.
Season 3 of Mando was completely overhyped.
Boy, that was perfect timing. And by the way, we're not recording in the same room. That was just perfect.
So I still liked it. Like, it didn't blow me away as much as, like, some of the other seasons, but the Jack Black episode, I think, is my favorite episode of the series.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you're... Now, listen, I do like the fact of cameos. I love the fact that you add them into the episodes. They're there. Now they're part of the universe, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But I think it was, for me, Jack Black and... It was Izzo, right? Or Lizzo?
Lizzo.
I think their characters were too kid-friendly. Like, it was like... To me, it was too Nickelodeon-ish mixing with Star Wars. I didn't
what?
Feel a... I didn't feel like a serious... Like, it was just more... Now, I don't want to say comical, but... Kid-friendly, family-oriented, like the Jack Black of the Nickelodeon days, you know? I don't know. That's how I kind of feel.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it was bad.
I definitely shared that feeling. But...
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like I said, it wasn't bad, but it was just, for me, I could have done without it. Like, it didn't hit me. It was like, oh, hey, Jack Black and Lizzo. That was literally my reaction to it, and that's pretty much all. I thought, actually, Christopher Lloyd played a better role in there, being that the villain role in that episode, if you guys remember. Now, Christopher Lloyd is Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Al from Angels in the Outfield.
Yes.
Yeah. So I liked his character better than Jack Black's and Lizzo's.
Oh, see, like, all right. So I've been on, like, a Jack Black kick because right at, I don't know, when did it come out? The Super Mario Brothers movies. Did you guys see it?
Oh, no.
It was so cute.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet. I plan on seeing it. I heard it was really good.
It was so cute. I loved it. And it's like, it's a movie for like the game fans. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because like, you know how sometimes you can just get like an adaptation and it's just, excuse me, like god awful?
Oh, yeah.
The movie was adorable and I loved every second of it.
I heard mix of things. I heard it was good. I heard, obviously, and it's probably just what we usually call the critics, these overly obsessive fans that must think that they're in the director's chair.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Yeah.
That's what they are. But I heard mostly good things, some bad things that they wish they added in. But you got to remember, it's the first movie. You know, you can't, you can't go in there with high expectations of knowing or wanting every single thing that you could think of in Super Mario, you know?
Yeah, like, they definitely, like, left room for, like, what's to come. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Wario, I mean, everything in that aspect. You might get now, like, a Donkey Kong sequel or something like that.
Yeah, like, they literally, like, kicked open the door for more. Yep. And there's, like, there's even a, what's the scene at the end of the credits? Like, the post-credit scene. There's even, like, one of those, and it was so cute.
Now, that's funny. Think about that, right?
Yeah.
Us being in the seats of a Marvel movie, you live for those post-credit scenes. Like, you cannot leave the theater. So now, us, the kids of today now, the generation that's really into Super Mario and the Nintendo, that's their hype now. I feel like that's the height of post-credit scenes for movies that are going to be sought out for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I truthfully, we could reminisce and go right over into that topic now that we did talk about Mario. But think about going into the Marvel movies. Last couple movies that we had here, Thor, Love and Thunder,
that was the last
Ant-Man.
One I saw. Oh, no, I saw Guardians. I saw Guardians.
And you did catch up with the Ant-Man, right?
No,
Quantumania?
No, I never saw it.
Okay, so we're on the same field.
Like, it got, Zach, if you remember, it got ruined on TikTok by a,
yep,
we saw something on TikTok.
It.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, so I just haven't gone back to watch it because I don't care.
Are you sure? Are you sure that moment that you guys are talking about, you sure that wasn't like a fan-made
positive
video?
Positive. Positive, Matt,
you know
because
I'm
I went on YouTube and looked
those.
It up after.
Okay. Just a question.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
All.
Yeah.
Positive.
Definitely was not a fan. Definitely was not a fan film.
I mean, I gotta watch it. I mean, yeah. You're already invested. Even if it's a bad Marvel movie, you have to watch it just to admit to it. You know.
Yeah, I'm just like, because I have such like a time crunch now of like mm-hmm. what I can and cannot like watch because studying consumes my life now. I have to choose my free time shows wisely, and I feel like I don't want to waste it on something like that.
That and that's a very important message. I like that you just gave to us too.
What?
Remind my students about that too. Guys, did you hear that?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, studying. It's very important. It
well,
could
it
help
is.
You.
Like it's a graduate program. I worked really hard to get here, so
mm-hmm.
we can't screw it up now.
Yeah.
So
I totally agree. Good message and good motivator.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
So
yes.
I hope my students heard that.
There you go.
Yep. Okay, so reminisce, recap. So Mando, I don't know. Go ahead. Go back to it.
What I meant by that, I didn't mean that it was necessarily bad and that I didn't like it. I just thought that for what they hyped it up to be, it was very, very underwhelming. Especially
yeah, I
with...
felt like that in a lot of episodes, and I was just kind of like, all right.
Well, I was fine until... It was towards the end of the season when they had the TIE fighters and the Mando fighters basically just pass each other in, like, a cloud instead of actually fighting.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like that was just thrown together last minute, and I don't know. It just didn't make sense
to
me.
Not proper planning.
Yeah.
Two at the time, I think it was quick. You know, I wish it kind of carried out more.
Yeah, like, they didn't even fight. They literally just flew by each other in a smoke cloud.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Definitely.
So, I don't know. The finale was underwhelming.
But it does leave it open that we are going in a new direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gideon's still alive. Mando's gonna die. Bo-Katan's gonna take the series over.
You hate her.
I do hate her, but that's where we're going.
I think it's more like a hate love, you know? You hate her, but then you're gaining to love her. You know?
That's kind of what happened. Like, I don't love her, but I slightly less hate her, especially after that Jack Black episode that I liked.
Yeah, and, you know, that kind of grew on me, too, where it was like, you know what? I think we could come to some consensus here. I think we have some some meet-in-the-middle type of avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's slowly redeeming herself to me.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Okay. So, Mandalorian, we kind of hit Super Mario Brothers. That was pretty good.
Yep, I loved that.
We did talk a little bit about those Marvel movies, Thor, Love and Thunder, Ant-Man, Quantumania. We'll probably come back to that at a later time, because maybe we will do a Marvel episode where we'll get updated with things. It's just too much to kind of go into, because we don't know who's seen what last movie, what last series you saw.
Yeah.
Because all these things are connecting.
Truth. I can't even tell you the last Marvel thing I watched.
Well, the last series I watched was Moon Knight. That was the last one that I watched.
Oh, I loved that.
No, see, that was another, like, I didn't hate it, but I wouldn't watch it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't hate it, but I wouldn't go any effort to watch it over again, you know?
Zach and I liked that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you think it was better than Loki?
No.
Okay. No,
absolutely not, but it was still good.
Okay.
And, like, now Secret Invasion is out, and I freaking saw some spoilers, and now I can't wait to watch it.
I haven't seen any spoilers, but I'm waiting for it to all come out, because I'm just going to binge watch it.
Nice. I've also been watching, because you guys know I'm big on the HBO shows.
Oh, yeah.
Succession just ended, which was, like, I would call it like the modern day Game of Thrones. So their series, like, they completed their series, it's done. And then there was a new one with Elizabeth Olsen. I think it was called like Love and Death. Is that what it was called? And it was like an Alabama housewife and some dude have an affair, and then the wife, like, his wife dies, and then there's this like huge trial. And I don't know, it's super interesting. I didn't finish it yet, but I really liked it so far. And then, of course, Danny McBride, who's like one of my favorite comedy actors. The Righteous Gemstones, they're back for season 3.
Oh, nice.
I love that show so much.
I do like Danny McBride. And actually, I'm going to piggyback on that, because speaking of Danny McBride, I want to reminisce and recap about something, because this is like something I talk about like on a weekly basis.
Why?
With a buddy of mine, Washkush. You guys remember Washkush, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we are diehards of the horror movies. We love our spooky season Halloween.
Yeah.
You guys are on that binge with us too, but, you know, like, we go back to the Halloween movies that came out. First one was good. The second one, Halloween Kills. Okay, it wasn't horrible, but liked it. But then the last movie that just came out this past year, Halloween Ends, total dog shit. And I cannot, like, that we talk about series and shows, movies, right? Where you have the high expectations of, like, this has to be it. Like, you come out with this, it's got to be a big success. It's got to be a masterpiece. And that's not what Halloween Ends was. That was I think it was a total flop. I think it was a fail. Don't know what they were thinking when they wrote it, but it just did. To me, it totally just dissatisfied the other movies.
Yeah, he was a writer on that series.
Yep, and and that's why I wanted to bring that up, because Danny McBride was doing writing for those movies.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I just couldn't figure that out. Like, I mean, I'm not going to put a spoiler out there, but if you like hamburger meat, you might like the ending of, yeah, the movie.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I know how it ends.
Yeah.
I know exactly what Matt's referencing.
Yeah. Okay. So, and believe me, if you didn't see it, Jenna,
nope.
I think it should be just one of those situations where if it's on, you have nothing else to watch, do it. But okay. Don't go out of your way to do it.
All right, that's
or if
fair.
You want a quick recap of the movie, just YouTube the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's all. That's
the ending tells you how the whole movie ends.
Yep.
Nice.
And then, like I said, you might be hungry for hamburgers.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not, like, you know, I'm not, a cow person, so, but I guess we're not going to go there. It's fine, it's fine.
I get it. You're more the fish, right?
Yeah.
You like the fish? Yeah.
And the chickens.
The boyos. Mm-hmm. All right, so, okay, so let's see. Halloween ends. Halloween movies, Super Mario Brothers, Mandalorian. What else we got?
Guardians 3. Did you guys see Guardians yet?
No, I did not. I saw the Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm. That was funny.
That was funny.
There's reference to that in the movie. It was good. It was good. There was I don't know if you guys know like the backstory, but like Rocket takes like a front and center to this one.
Yeah.
And like it shows like how he became like what he is. And, like, I was just, like, bawling in the middle of the movie theater for a good portion of the film.
But was it a good... Do you think that this was a good Marvel movie? Like how we're talking about the previous ones here. Like, okay, they were not that great, but now Guardians. Did that kind of redeem it and get us back on track or no?
No. So, like, all right. So, I liked it, but there was a mm-hmm. lot of stuff that I didn't like about it. Like...
Okay, because you have a lot, can you give us one? No, that's fine. Just give us one.
Yeah, so, one of my biggest issues with the film is, like, Peter Quill. He's, a miserable, like, mopey mopester the entire film. And it's annoying.
Okay. Well, he did lose his love.
Yeah.
I mean, not lose. I mean, she's just not with him.
Yes. I don't care. Suck it up, Cupcake. Like, you have to, like, I can't, I don't want to tell you the whole, like, what happens or whatever, but, like, if you saw it, you would understand. And I'm just kind of like,
All right. I'm going to make a mad prediction here.
Okay.
Peter Quill, he goes to Tijuana, marries a lovely Hispanic woman.
No.
And he has three little guardians of his own, the end.
No.
No. Okay.
No. Not even close. Not even in, like, left field.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right, though. So, like, it was okay. Like, I just thought it was okay. Like, do I think it was a waste of time going? No. Do I think it was, like, the price that I paid for the movie ticket? Yeah, props. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, like, I have a vendetta against James Gunn at the moment. So, I think that also put some shadowing over the film as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that kind of... It still plays a tarnish, because I think that was actually one of our last topics that we may have touched based on.
Yep.
I know that the whole factor that they wanted to bring him in, it did kind of piss off a good majority of Marvel audiences.
I don't have a problem with him, but I have a problem that he's like, what he did with like, what he's trying to do with the DC universe. Is everybody like well-versed on those issues at the moment? He, he dropped, like, Henry and Ben and Gal, and, like, they've been sitting around for X amount of years waiting for their films, and now they just get released from their contracts.
So it kind of just sounds like we're rebooting, getting a new Batman, getting a new Superman, getting a new Wonder Woman.
Yep.
I mean...
Yep, so the new Superman has already been, like, cast, too, and, like, the dude looks identical to Henry Cavill, so it kind of, like, it really chaps my butt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill was the man.
I know, and, like, I don't know, I don't know how many more times you can reboot Superman.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've had how many movies, Like, we've had how many TV shows now? And I just, I don't know.
You know what? Looking at the superhero category, and I mean, it does definitely make sense. I would probably say that Superman is probably the most rebooted.
Yes.
Series or comic. Let's put it in that description. Comic. He's probably the most rebooted comic for a series or movie franchise.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one for sure.
It's got to be that or it's got to be Batman. It's got to be one or the other. You know?
I don't know. I really think Superman comes in first with that one. And I think Batman's definitely a close second.
That's going to be our Google search over the break.
Our Google search. Okay.
Yes, this moment was now brought to you by Google, ABC Company. Search on, people.
Speaking of Batman, did you guys see the Lego set that's coming out?
I did.
I don't know if I talked to you guys about it. Are you going to get it?
No, we're talking about, you're talking about like the model replica,
the
right?
The cave, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No, I will not.
Oh, I think it's super cool.
I think it's a cool concept, how they executed it. I am not paying that money for it.
I didn't see how much it was.
I'll say it's about 400.
I think okay. It's like 550 bucks.
Yow. Well, look at Lord of the Rings.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, but that set is beautiful.
That's beautiful.
That is a very nice, and that I believe that's actually part of the Lego ideas, correct? I think it is. I think it's part of the line ideas.
Give me a second, and I'll tell you. Hold on. Continue talking. I'll chime in when I find it.
Reminisce, recap. Let's see what else we could think of. Why Zach's looking at Lego.com. Oh, by the way, they are making a Hocus Pocus. Lego set too, comes out July 4th for people.
I saw that. It looks cute.
Yeah, the house. I think that was typical, and especially since Disney has a lot of their hands in with their Lego sets there too.
That is going to be $230.
The Batman?
No, the Hocus Pocus.
Oh, I'm like, oh, sign me up.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
So the Batman is not an idea set.
It's not an idea set.
No.
So it probably falls under their DC line.
It's a Batman set.
Oh, okay. They did do a Batman line.
Batcave Shadow Box, $400.
Yep, I said that. That was a good guess.
3,900 pieces.
Speaking of, did we talk about Hocus Pocus too?
I think so, because it was like too family friendly for me.
Yeah, I think, I mean, nothing beats the first one. Let's just put it that way. You know,
I was
reading an article not too long ago. Do you remember Ernest?
Yeah,
the Ernest movies, like Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Goes to Africa,
Ernest Scared Halloween.
Stupid. Yeah. Yep. So, like, I mean, those movies were cool. I remember watching them when I was a kid. I was a big fan of Jim Varney. And the thing about that was the article that I read, they wanted to recast. They wanted to redo an Ernest, like bring back like a remake, like a new one, you know. But I don't know. I think that's one character, you know, that you cannot re-image.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of a kind.
It's giving you a bad taste.
Yeah. Like, that's like us trying to think, like, they're going to, oh, God, reinvent a new Robert De Niro. Like, there was only one Robert De Niro that, you know, his antics, his isms and stuff like that. Like,
do you know he just had another baby?
He did, and that's a little disturbing.
He's like 80.
And so did Al Pacino.
No, did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nothing stopping these old guys.
That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
They ain't no spring chicken, but, man, never mind, I'm not going to continue it.
Yep, just let it die.
Yep. Can't say the bad word.
Kid show.
But it rhymes with babak.
Kid show, Matt. Kid show.
Kid show. Kid show, guys. All right. We're coming to the half hour mark. Why don't we refill our canteens here, refill the snack bowls, and we'll come back.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Stick
we'll
with
be
us, guys.
Okay. We'll be right back. Back. All right, guys, welcome back. What's going on? All right, we're back. We're all refilled. We have the snack bowls ready to go. We were just laughing about something before break. And yeah, no, we're right here. We're right back.
Ready to go.
We're with you, our audience. So, all right. So, reminiscing and recapping, we did talk about a bunch of stuff. I think the last thing that we were just talking about was the Hocus Pocus stuff.
Yeah.
Too much of a kid-friendly movie. Wasn't impressed with it. Doesn't beat the first one. And I think we even touched base on some of the Ernest stuff, where now there's articles coming out where they want to think about rebooting the Ernest movies. Eh, don't touch it. It's one of a kind. That's where we're at. Okay, so now where do we go? Anybody else? Topics? Reminisce? Recap?
I don't know. I have to think for a second.
Okay. I'll go if you guys want some time to think.
Yeah, you go.
Go for it.
All right. So I'm going to go into the Netflix category. Let's touch on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because, all right, two big things. Not only was it a dynamite success for a series on Netflix.
Yes.
It was a very good show.
Yes.
And I remember a lot of heat and a lot of talk about it where they were just criticizing the shit out of the lineup, like the cast. Not so much Jenna Ortega, but it was like who was playing Gomez, who was playing Morticia, who was playing Uncle Fester.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. And honestly, those actors, actresses, they did pretty good in those roles. I mean, it actually worked out pretty well. And there was good storyline to everything, too. Very interesting storyline. So, big thing is, big success is that first series of Wednesday was awesome. They are making a second one. It is going to come out, I think, what, next year?
I don't know, because of the writer's strike that's going on. It's kind of putting a hold on many of the things.
Yep, and that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
But yeah,
I was just talking about this today with one of my professors at school today, after lab, and her and her husband are, like, saving, like she watches a lot of stuff, and her and her husband are, like, saving some things to watch during, like, when there's going to be, like, a TV lull because of the strike.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was like, that's kind of smart.
And that kind of goes into, now, I'm actually glad that I kind of held off on watching, because I still have to make up Cobra Kai.
I didn't watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Still didn't get there. I still got to catch up on the Santa Claus. The other one. And I still got to catch up on Ozark.
That was worth it. There was some stuff that I did not enjoy, but I feel like you're going to have that with lots of things.
Well, those are three biggies that I need to make up before going back to school.
Okay.
But yeah, Wednesday was a success. And then that that other thing I wanted to say about it, the second part was, is that how about the big fascination of TikTok, real videos, Facebook, whatever you want to call it, the Wednesday dance. So not only did we get a success for a series, like a show, but now, like, there was an internet sensation where everybody was replicating the dance, replicating the video, so.
Yes.
You know, all right, so social media got a little hand on it, too, you know?
Yes.
All right. Anything else? What else you got? Recap? I could hear my dogs in the background.
Your dogs? I don't know. I'm trying to think because I don't watch a lot of things at this time.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a lot of things. Been watching a lot of sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can recap it.
Shout out to Vegas.
I mean, you could recap and reminisce about that. I mean, you know, the 76ers didn't win. So.
I know you didn't just say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to repeat that?
I know you didn't just say that to me when you're about to overpay for
all right,
5-year, $280 million superstar who isn't worth
$100 million. So the Philadelphia Eagles, they lose the Super Bowl. 76ers, you don't get a basketball championship. Phillies, you might get something out of here for October, maybe. But yeah, it's just not, it's not very sunny in Philly. Or what do they call that? It's always sunny in Philly? Yeah.
Let me ask you something. When was your last championship?
What, for any of my teams? Well, Jesus, yeah. I mean, listen, we're not going to go there with football because you already know that stands. There's no championship there. I mean, we've been in playoffs.
That's all I need to say.
But we've had more playoff appearances than a lot of other people. Yeah.
Yeah. But we have the second, but the Eagles have the second most playoff wins in the last 20 years, so
okay.
It might be.
Well, listen, I'm just reminiscing. I'm recapping here, okay? That's all.
Yeah, that's all you Jaguar fans can do.
Hey, it helps us sleep at night.
I don't know. I think you're going to have a good season this year.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he'll have a good season, get to the Super Bowl.
I want to see the Bills go. There's something we can talk about. The Bills.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, he made it to the Madden cover.
Mm-hmm.
He did in Madden screwed
up. I don't think
cover.
So. I think that's real nice.
No, I'm not saying that him being on the cover is screwed up. I'm saying, like, the actual cover is screwed up. So if you look up the cover on the right side of his face mask, they have, like, half a bar when it's supposed to be no bar.
Who cares, they
messed up his face mask.
And, hey, shout-outs. I know that the Madden cover is important to a lot of us because, hey, we do play the game a lot. But shout-outs to the ESPYs because they are commemorating the first responders of that game.
Hell yeah, they are. Aren't they? Isn't that this weekend?
Yes.
Yes, they are getting... I don't know if they're what it is, but they're commemorating or having something for them, which I think is most important.
You know? I think they're all getting awards.
I'm glad you brought that up, Matt, because that man is fully...
Yeah, he is. He was at... I saw he was at practices, the summer ones.
Wait a minute. Is he going to play?
Hell yeah, he's going to play.
Yes, he is fully cleared.
No way.
Yes way.
Yep.
He's ready to go.
Look it up.
Now, I would have thought, after an incident like that, like an accident, that really, like, sidelines you. That's like your...
He was at the Pirate. He threw out the first pitch at the Pirates game the other night. Because he's from
DeMar
Pittsburgh.
Hamlin.
Yeah.
He's going to play again.
Hell yeah, he is.
Wow. Timeline. Wow. To return to the Bills. Well, good for him. I mean, I hope he stays healthy, and I hope there's no future injury that sparks from that. You know? Like, I just worry about the reoccurring, like, if something could happen again. You know?
Well, I think he was, like, deemed, as a, like, anomaly, right, Zach? If I'm not making that up.
Yeah. It's like a one in...
Yeah.
It was kind of like a one in a million... like chance of that happening, and it was just unfortunate it happened.
Wrong place at the wrong time.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, and the way he got hit, I forget exactly what they said, but it like sent a jolt into his like heart, which made it stop for a certain amount of time until he was able.
Oh man.
So it's not like, you know, he's at risk. I mean, he's obviously at risk of that happening on every play that tackle that he makes, but. The chances of that happening again are very, very low.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, I didn't read too much into that. I didn't see that, so that was something I was a little bit behind on.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, he's now a Jet.
Which is wild.
Weird, right?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, he did stay green.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't like when players, like, do that. Like, just retire, my dude. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't like it.
So you're kind of thinking like the Brady day.
Yeah.
When Brady went to Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then somehow immediately won a Super Bowl with the garbage team. Oh, did I say that? Oops.
He's got some karma, so, you know.
Listen, the league, it's all fixed. It's rigged. It's Vegas-led. It's in charge, so...
I want it to be known, I'm going to say it right now, do not be surprised if the Raiders make the Super Bowl. That is
because don't
the Raiders?
Are you going off of that thing that you found like last year where some guy came out with the predictions?
No, I'm going it off the strict fact that Tom Brady's now part owner
of the Raiders.
Yep.
Okay.
Shut the front door.
That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. No.
The Raiders.
Listen. You can start talking football shit to me when you make a conference jam, okay?
All right, deal.
Good.
All right. What else? What else? We got some football in there. We got some sports.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're lucky I didn't bring up the Bruins, so.
Well, come on now. I told you, and even the Celtics, I told you what was going to happen there.
Yeah, but the Bruins had 128 points, and they lost to a team that had 60. That
shit happens. You know, I mean, that's the thing of sports. You don't know.
Ooh, here's something, Zach. Tom Hardy what? Just shared the first photo from Venom 3.
Yep. I believe it's set to release next year. I think.
Nice. Do we know what the story is? Maybe?
I believe they're tying it into Spider-Man.
But like, do we know what the villain is?
That I'm not sure of yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's been
I mean, the post-credit scene did say that it pointed towards the Spider-Man route. But that wouldn't be in Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
No, Andrew Garfield's, which...
Yeah, that would be...
Bring back Andy.
Yep, that would go to Andrew Garfield. And I think the last I was reading that, I think they actually... I think they want to try to bring back a movie with Toby, and they wanted to bring a movie back with Andrew.
Which I think they're both down to do, depending if the script is good.
Yeah.
So, I would watch that.
I mean... That I'm telling you right now, that was probably the last best Marvel Sony movie that came out for our MCU connection. Like, that Spider-Man movie was just dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Venom 3 is scheduled to be released in October 2024. Yeah. So October of next year.
I liked Multiverse of Madness, too.
That was good. That was good, too. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Because they got a lot of things right with the comic book.
They did.
Especially the zombified Doctor Strange.
That was cool that they added that in. Yep. Yeah.
What was the other thing? Oh, because we're right on that same topic. Movies, things being released for what, next year? Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah, I saw. Yep.
So they already have a location in Vermont. They're rebuilding the original house.
Okay.
They're actually building a scalable house of how it looked like from the first movie. Burton wants to go that direction. It's all being shot in Vermont. I think they actually start filming next month. So there was some video there from TMZ. I saw them tracking down Michael Keaton because he was in Vermont looking at the sets.
So they have
looking at the locations.
They have a script.
They said they're starting to shoot next month.
Okay.
Yep, July 2023.
Well, that's good.
But I don't think it gets released until October of next year.
Okay.
So.
There's one show that I've been following for some time now that's kind of like going to end in shambles, I have a feeling. Yellowstone. There's so much drama, I think, going on with like Kevin Costner, so I think it's...
That's one show I have to catch up on.
Yeah, it's real good. There's also a new show on FX. It came out, I think, last year, maybe? It's called The Bear.
Oh.
It's about, like, a chef, and it's really good. And season 2 just dropped, like, last week, but I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet, but I'm very excited for that as well.
Okay.
So. And then we also... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we did touch on Secret Invasion, right?
Yes, we did.
The Nick Fury series?
I saw spoilers, I'm excited.
Okay, we did say that, okay.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Like, come on, like, before the last episode that we talked about. All right, let's see, Paranormal Wormhole. No, there's nothing there to pull out of, okay.
I'm counting down the days until the Meg 2.
Oh, Meg 2?
I can't wait.
Same.
Hi, Max. Sorry, that's
my kitty. I heard the kitty.
That's Max.
Oh, you can't get any better than those authentic sound effects, you know?
Yeah. Sorry.
that wasn't me pushing the red button over here.
No.
Okay. Cat noises, number 48.
Max.
No, but I'm, you know what? Horror movies. Like I'm thinking now, I feel like I'm missing one. Oh, Welcome to Derry. It, that series is going to be coming out soon, right?
Oh, the It series.
The It series.
I don't know, because I don't know what the deal with the writing is. It's like, I know that they were going to do it, but did they ever get to filming? Did they make a script? Like, I know nothing about the
so see, who, so who does that play into? Is that HBO Max or...
Yeah, that's going to be an HBO.
Okay, so, God, they're even having issues over there with that, huh?
Yeah, like, so this issue is like a widespread type deal. Like, I think it's a whole writer's guild, if I'm not mistaken.
Welcome to Derry. Okay, so yeah, I do see it here. Yeah, it doesn't have, yeah, the release date's not definitive yet.
Yeah, so they, I don't know.
It still says, though, all right, so the last thing that just came up was June 2023 here. By premiere date, season one of HBO's Max, yeah, HBO Max's Welcome to Derry is scheduled for 2023. So it okay. it is scheduled, but we just don't know yet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Oh, and they are coming back with the new Chucky series on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, you guys watched that, didn't you? You and Lauren?
It's not bad. I mean, you know, it could be better, but I think at this point you're... If you're a Chucky fan and you have that heart for that part in horror, you're going to enjoy it. If you never did, then you're just going to think it's complete garbage. And I do believe that there is a lot of people pissed with it. Okay. But you can't please everybody. But it is in its third season. I think this is the final season that Sci-Fi is going to be doing with it. And then don't forget, too, we are getting a Clarice, right? Or I think we're getting another Hannibal movie. Insidious, too. Insidious is making their last movie. It does come out this year.
Okay.
So that's another one.
Nice.
Yep. That will, and Patrick Wilson is in that. Patrick Wilson, very good actor.
Okay.
So yeah. All right. Anything else, Zach? You got anything else to reminisce, recap about?
I just have to say congratulations to a rapper that I like and listen to. His name's Lil Uzi Vert. And he just dropped an album. Listen, hold on.
No.
You don't like rap, but okay, it's all right, crazy. I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead. I know, but it's crazy. So he dropped his new album. It's called The Pink Tape. He dropped it 12 hours ago. It is now officially number one in 55 different
countries. What the hell is his
name again? On Apple Music. That's 30% of the world. Lil Uzi Vert. Yes.
Pass.
And Matt's going to listen to him.
Well, I'm not going to listen to him now. I'll listen to him when we get done.
Well, no, I know. But his new album's already number one in 55 different countries.
See, we live... it's not that I don't like rap music. It's just I don't like the new stuff. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I know. You won't,
so, like,
you
I mean, I'm more happy about Busta Rhymes getting honored at the BET Awards here, last week, and them celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, you know?
Yeah.
So, I thought that was pretty cool that they commemorated and they gave, the lifetime achievement to Busta Rhymes, you know?
Okay.
I just think it's crazy that he dropped an album 12 hours ago and 30% of the world.
Spell this guy's name again.
Lil.
Little Uzi?
Yes.
Little Uzi Vert?
Yes. Yes. V-E-R-T. Jesus. Do I have to give it in postcards now so you can see it?
Yes. Right.
And Post Malone's dropping an album.
I don't mind him.
Not...
Can't wait for that. Yeah. I don't mind him, but...
I can't wait for that. Can't wait for him. I know you don't like him, but I said it because I like him, so get over it.
Little Uzi Vert.
Vert.
Yes. Don't ask me how they come up with the names.
Yeah, it's like I'd like to know how the rapper generator works these days. Like, okay, you go in there with a record producer and your manager, and it's like, okay, we're going to sign you to a 1-year contract. your name is not Bob Hoskins anymore. It's now going to be Little Uzi Vert. Okay.
You sounded like Dr. Evil.
just become a rapper.
Me rap? Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Okay. Absolutely. It would never happen. It would never happen. Maybe. Like, if it was a karaoke night where it's like, you know where the things are moving in the right direction. And what I mean by that is the night has a lot of libations. Yeah. I'm sure that could happen, but I won't rule it out because I could say it can happen, but I will say that I will try not to make it happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. So we're coming down to the last minutes of our episode. All right. So these are the last minutes of now. Reminisce, recap. What else do you want to talk about before we conclude?
I'm just looking forward to finishing this season of the Royal Gemstones. It's actually, I just saw stats a little while ago, maybe yesterday, that it's actually Danny McBride's highest watched series, like out of all of his crap.
Okay.
You have to see it.
I will. I'm going to put that on my list.
I really think you would like it.
I'm going to put that on my list.
And, like, there's only 3 seasons, so, like, you can catch up quickly.
Monday, I'm off. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to catch up on Cobra Kai on Monday. I'm going to get that out of the way, because I could be up super early in the morning, and I could definitely start that, and probably binge-watch that to the afternoon. So I think I can make that happen. If I get that out of the way, then I'm starting to cross things off the list. But okay. I got to hit Cobra Kai first.
Okay. That's allowed.
So we will come back to that, and we may just have a conversation about it. Same thing with Yellowstone. I definitely want to come back on Yellowstone.
That one, I feel like you have lots of time to catch up, because the second half of season 2 isn't shot yet.
And it's because of the issues that are going on, right?
I think so.
Because I know Costner's holding out. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know, but he's also getting divorced from his wife, so there's
probably that could be playing.
Lots of things going on.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
Yep.
And he's been married for a long time. Holy cow.
Yes.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that in the news.
Yep. So, I don't know. Sad. But...
yeah, his estranged wife. Holy shit.
Yeah.
There's claims saying that she spent $188,000 a month on plastic surgery.
Ew.
She's been he's been married to her since 2004, so like almost 20 years. Damn. All right, whatever. Okay. Zach, what are you looking forward to? What's on your agenda? What are you gonna be watching? What are you gonna be looking forward to?
I'm really the only thing I'm looking forward to is the Meg 2.
Right. Isn't Ahsoka coming out? Yep. How could you forget that?
Shame on you.
I know. Whoops. How could I forget? Yeah. Listen, no one can be as Matt.
Better get that fucking right. All right, no.
Let's see you skunk some
more. Yeah, you're funny. Listen, that's a hell of an accomplishment. That is a hell of an accomplishment. I never did it, and you know what? Kudos to you. That's a nice little thing. But you know what? You move up in levels. It's going to be more challenging as you move ahead. Yeah.
That's fun. I like a challenge.
All right, so what I'm looking forward to is I did download a new game. I am going to be trying to play some Diablo. Yep.
I got some rewards or something from Taco Bell for Diablo, I think.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I have it on the Xbox. I'm just looking for a week to start it up, and I'm kind of waiting for my weeks.
I still have to play the new Star Wars one, but I got snow times.
You better. Yeah, Jen, I haven't touched that. It's been sitting in my Steam library.
There's not enough time to get around to everything, you know?
I know.
Matt, you better check that Xbox for spiders. I don't know when
I just had it on yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, I just did the updates. I did the Sea of Thieves updates.
Oh.
I'm trying to think what else. What the hell else had an update? I think that was it. No, the Xbox itself does, the system. Yeah. No spiders.
No spiders came crawling out.
Yep. No stink bugs. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to starting up Diablo 4. And yeah, no, I'm just looking forward to, honestly, I think Secret Invasion now. Obviously I'm still waiting about Loki. It's going to be, I feel like that's going to be a while.
No, but, I think it's this year, isn't it?
Again, I don't think there's a definitive date.
I think it was supposed to be this year, but with everything going on, it might push back.
I don't know. I thought it was, excuse me, I thought it was supposed to come out like right after Secret Invasion, but maybe I'm making that up, so don't quote me.
It says as of right now on Rotten Tomatoes, it's still, well, it was set back. It was supposed to come out in August, but now it was pushed to October of this year.
Okay.
Marvel announced October season 2 premiere date. Okay, so there we go. October 6th.
That's not bad.
No. That'll be right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's what I'm looking forward to. Secret Invasion and Loki. So.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka. Yes.
And Ahsoka.
Yes. All right. Well, all right. That's going to wrap us up for the evening tonight.
Yeah, I think so too.
And yeah, so stay tuned, guys. We'll be back with more episodes on a more regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Everybody enjoy your 4th of July, your cookouts, yeah, your barbecues.
Watch the, if you're in Pennsylvania,
drink,
yes,
responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Light fireworks responsibly. Please. All right. Be friendly. Love one. Thank you.
And not many people know this, but if you're in Pennsylvania and do not have a fishing license, you are allowed to fish on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's amazing.
For free. Without any
well, that's America.
License
that's
or not.
Also, watch your air quality levels tomorrow, folks.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we'll talk about that coming into an episode where we've been dying of the Canadian smoke.
Yes.
All right. So with that being said, we will see everybody on our next episode in a couple weeks. Everybody enjoy.
It's over and out. And her head went round and round. She thought I was okay, but he said